USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump's attorneys begin their defense in the impeachment trial. On the Senate floor, they accused Democrats of embarking on a political mission to overturn the 2016 election. Attorney Mike Perpera.
The Democrats' allegation that the president engaged in a quid pro quo is unfounded and contrary to the facts. The truth is simple, and it's right before our eyes. The president was at all times acting in our national interest and pursuant to his oath of office.
Attorneys also focused on the call between President Trump and Ukraine's president that prompted the impeachment investigation. Attorney Jay Sekulow insisted the president had reason to be concerned about corruption in Ukraine. White House counsel Pat Cipollone told senators to allow the public to decide whether the president should stay in office. This is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. And it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. And over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
In China, the coronavirus is spreading and has killed 41 people. Health officials are scrambling to keep it from further spreading. There are more than 1,400 confirmed cases around the world. In Wuhan, they're trying to build a hospital in the next 10 days with over 1,000 beds for those sickened by the virus as patients continue to pack hospitals. Today is the Chinese New Year, one of the biggest celebrations in China. People there are not able to travel to spend the holiday with their loved ones. The government has ordered all U.S. diplomats in Wuhan to leave the city amid a growing concern over the virus outbreak. The State Department has arranged a chartered flight to evacuate the diplomats from Wuhan. They're also closing the consulate there. The flight will have a trained medical professional on board to treat anyone who might be showing signs of the virus. The government also said they're not footing the bill. Those on board will be required to pay the chartered flight fee. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
On Friday, President Trump spoke to anti-abortion activists, saying, "I am fighting for you." USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more on the story.
President Trump became the first sitting president on Friday to attend the annual March for Life rally in Washington, D.C. Trump tells Fox News why he wanted to speak at the rally.
A lot of groups are under siege in our country, and they have been for a long time before I got here. You know what was happening. Things are changing too rapidly and not good. And so I saw them. They wanted me to make a tape that they play, and I've done it for 3 years now. And I said, you know, I'm in Washington. Maybe I'll just, instead of making a tape, I'll go over it. Now, I didn't know it was going to be this big of a deal, but they have a lot of people out there. And it turned out to be very successful, their most successful one by far.
Residents and officials throughout Spain are struggling to grapple with the destruction that the storm Gloria has left. The battered country is now scrambling to clean up the mess and is facing damaged railroads and collapsed bridges. Spain's prime minister did a flyover of the impacted areas of eastern Spain on Friday to assess the situation. Over 10,000 homes remain without power, and around 600 residents in Catalonia were forced to evacuate on Wednesday. In other areas of the country, heavy snowfall left some places completely cut off from assistance. Authorities say the death toll is up to 13, with at least four others still missing. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.